This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Geological Survey is installing a system of rainfall monitors in Glenwood Canyon in the area that burned during this summer's Grizzly Creek fire. The fire raised the risk for flash floods and landslides that could close Interstate 70. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Jason Keene is one of the USGS hydrologists who's been installing these rain monitors in recent weeks. He says the canyon is at risk of landslides now, with a rain event as small as 0.2 of an inch in 15 minutes. Make no mistake, that's not a light sprinkle, but it's not huge either.
That's a garden variety storm. That storm could happen several times a year. That's a problem.
Keene's team is using data from the monitors to create more accurate landslide prediction models over time. Those models will help CDOT decide when the interstate should be closed as a preventive measure. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The still-burning Cameron Peak Fire has forced more evacuations west of Fort Collins. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office notified residents of Red Feather and Crystal Lakes to leave the area Sunday afternoon. Bars and restaurants in some Colorado counties will now be able to sell alcohol until midnight. Governor Polis's revised Safer at Home executive order sets up a tiered system to determine last call times for individual counties. They will range between 10 p.m. and midnight based on how well counties have contained COVID-19. Colorado weather mostly sunny, highs in the 80s along the Front Range, 60s and 70s in the mountains. This is CPR News.